Don't we have an awesome group of men and young men back out there? And they're getting lunch ready for us. Going to serve our lunch for us. Isn't that great? While we're waiting, everybody's coming in, I want to share this. Miss Kim shared with me. Now, get ready for more goosebumps. On October the 3rd and 4th, they're having a program over at Campbellsville Baptist Church. It's called His Ways Ministries. No, they're just using their facility. And Kim is the Friday night speaker. She's speaking on the marriage supper of the Lamb. The body of Christ, the church, is often referred to as the bride of Christ. Wow. Now, also on the Saturday night, do you all remember Ann Downing from the Gaithers? She's on the Gaither Homecoming. Some of you may not, but I know her. Anyway, she's going to be speaking on Saturday night. But it's just, she shared that with me, and I'm going. And she's just, she wanted to come anyway. But then when she heard what the theme was, and to think, how can we thank God enough, you know, for what he's doing? Now, I want you to hold on to your seats. I want you to get this paper out. You got it ready? I knew there was something that I still needed for this conference. And you know how you just not sure. I want you to listen. We're going to play a song right now. I found this yesterday. I never heard it before in my life. Never didn't even know it existed. And I found this. And I just reading the words. And I wanted you to have a copy of them. But I want you to listen. Sometimes you listen better if you just close your eyes. Okay, are you ready? Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know why I haven't been led by the Spirit to do this in a very, very long time. I actually have the track to the song, and I was curious if I could sing it to you guys.
The song that we're getting ready mm-hmm. to play?
It's been in my spirit ever since I walked in. Yeah, I have the track for it.
Well, come on, girl. Hold me.
When Shirley handed me this, it was just like, God was all over it, and so.
Okay, now let me have your track. Oh, you've got it.
It's in my phone.
Okay, so we'll hold the mic.
And say however you guys want to do it.
Okay, we need two mics then, don't we? We need two.
She'll just play it from there.
Well, she's gonna sing out of one. Let me go up here and get another one.
I don't know. Can you put the phone up to anything back there?
No, we don't have the right kind of cord. Brad does. Okay. Well, while we're waiting, like I said, we've had our snack and we've gone to the bathroom, so we're good for a little bit. Do you think you were supposed to be here today?
I think I was, even if I didn't wake up till 9 a.m. For the last 2 weeks, I've been looking at Shirley's Facebook page, reminding myself of the date. And then last night, I was talking to my mom about it, and I was like, you know, I really want to go tomorrow. And I caught myself staying up until 1 a.m., watching TV. Mm-hmm. And my daughter came in there this morning, and she's like, Mom, will you please get up? I guess she wanted breakfast or something. I don't can't imagine that. And I was like, what time is it? And she was like, oh, it's already 9. And I was like, oh, you're not getting breakfast. I'm taking you to Mamie's, and I'm going to church. And she was like, okay, whatever. So
here we are.
Yeah, so I didn't get here till almost 10, but I think I was supposed to be here.
Wow. You know, we've been dealing with things that we think are just chances, but they're not. That God is leading us, and she's gone to get his thing. I'm talking. We were in Lexington Wednesday. Jerry had voice therapy, and we were getting ready to leave, and my granddaughter was updating my phone, and she accidentally said, Mom, you've got a voice message here from Cheryl Jackson. I said, okay. And I listened to it, and she said, amen, praise God, we're home. I'm thinking, oh, I thought that was Thursday. Well, anyway, so I called her, and she said, oh, Nana, don't call. I said, that was back in August. Well, you know how you hang up real quick. Well, she called me back. Listen to this. She called me back. She said, well, I thought you knew. I said, what? I said, we came up last night for Edwin's pre-op stuff. They were going to do a biopsy Thursday, and his oxygen was slow. They're keeping him, and we're on our way to the emergency room here at University of Kentucky. Guess where we were? Right there. So we go in, and his big smile when he saw his pastor come in. And I said, God, you care for, you love people so much. You know, you just get up, do your day, following those little whims to call or send a card or text. You know, and you never know how much God's in it. Isn't it awesome? Are we ready? Where'd you go? Are you ready? Okay.
There's a stirring in the throne room, and all creation holds its breath, waiting now to see the bridegroom, and wondering how the bride will dress. She wears white. She's undeserving. She wears the shame of history. But this warm and weary maiden is not the bride that he sees. 'Cause she wears white from head to toe. And only he can make it so. When someone dries your tears, when someone wins your heart and says you're beautiful, when you don't know you are, when all you've longed to see is written on his face, when love has come and finally set you free, on that wedding day, on that wedding day, she has danced in golden castles, and she has crawled through beggar's dust. But today, she stands before him, and she wears his righteousness. 'Cause she will be who he adores. 'Cause this is what he made her for. When someone dries your tears, when someone wins your heart and says you're beautiful, when you don't know you are, when all you've longed to see is written on his face, when love has come and finally set you free, and when the hand that bears the only scar in heaven touched her face, and the last tears she'll ever cry are finally wiped away, when the clouds roll back as he takes her hand and walks her through the gate, forever we will reign. When someone wins your heart and says you're beautiful, when you don't know you are, when all you belong to see is written on his face. When love has come and finally set you free, on that wedding day, on that wedding day, on that wedding day, on that wedding
Are you hooked up?
I'm there.
Are you using
can
the
I use
yeah?
That? You can use that or the other.
Hallelujah. On that wedding day. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah, nothing is coincidental. I said nothing is coincidental. Amen. I'm gonna kinda fill you out here and see where you're at. Come on now, who's really hungry? Amen. Because this isn't just a conference to be having a conference. Hallelujah. Amen. God's predestined today. Amen. And he's predestined in order that you be here. Amen. So it was more than just a decision that you made. Come on. Come on. But Daddy God dropped something in your spirit, says, I've got to get there. Amen. So you're not here by happenstance, and you're not just here because somebody invited you. Come on. Hello. Amen? God's a good God. Amen? And he's passionate, and he is he's passionate about his bride. Amen? Come on now. You're his beloved, the apple of his eye, his treasure, the everything, the purpose why he even sent Jesus was all about you. Amen? Come on now. You want everything else to be all about you. Oh, me. Huh? So why not take on your true identity as we just heard? And realize when it comes to Jesus, it truly is all about you. Come on now. Amen. He paid a price for you. Nobody else ever paid. And when he did a complete work. Come on. And it was more than for you just to get saved and go to heaven. Amen. But he's got things for you to accomplish while you're here. Well, glory. Lord, I know you've got things for me to accomplish while I'm here. Amen? And yet he says, come away with me and I'll show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And I believe today was that beckoning, that wooing, that calling by the Spirit of God that says, come away, gather together the bride. Amen? Because I'm going to do something fresh with her this morning. Amen? And even as my pastor has even said, you know, it's been remarkable to hear how we're hearing that theme all over the place, amen, not just in Kentucky, but even in other states. My husband and I were just talking about it last night, and it really seems like, not that this is anything new, but there are seasons and times where God begins to emphasize something, and we want to go in that vein, amen. So today is a moment that's been set up. Tell somebody beside you, say, you've been set up. You've been set up. Tell yourself, I have been set up. Amen, amen. All right. Glory to God. Well, Pastor Shirley's already been all over most of my notes, so I'm kind of, yeah. Hey, prophet's here. We're on the same page. Amen. Amen. So I'm kind of kicking through trying to see where you're at this morning. Amen. And who's really wanting something. I will make this announcement that this is a new season. And today is truly a new day. Come on, you need to just take that in just a moment. It is a new season and it is a new day. Amen. And there are things that God has already predestined and ordered for you this morning. Amen. That's going to help launch you further into your future and bring some clarity and just solidify some issues in your life once and for all. Amen. Because he's a good, loving God that way. Amen. So we're just going to go there. Amen. Now, I have found out, even as wonderful as it sounds to say we have a new season and it's a new day, amen, I have found out that as wonderful as that sounds, often with a new season can usher in a time where everything gets chaotic.
Hello.
We heard about life. Everything seems to get crazy, amen? And yet, how many of you just are, God has made you some promises and you're still just kind of sitting on them, anybody? You're still waiting to see the fulfillment of some things, amen? Well, let me tell you, you can't mess up the fulfillment. Come on, take some pressure off of yourself. You can't mess up the fulfillment of what God has for you right now. Because it's nothing but His goodness and His love. Come on, get this. You can't earn His love. You can't earn this new season. You can't be good enough, do good enough, cross every T and dot every I, amen. It's nothing but His goodness and His passion for His bride, amen, that He's ushering you in and wakening you afresh and anew for this new season and this new moment. Amen. There are things that God's going to deposit on the inside of you that's going to cause you to get up and run like you've never run for the things of God. It's going to cause you to thrust forward with a greater passion and a determination that you're going to see every word that God has ever promised you fulfilled in this season. Amen. Now, as I shared earlier, the Lord woke me at the first of the year and said, "It does not yet appear who my bride really is." And when He says that, I don't question Him. I just write it down real quick, and then I wait to hear Him on what He has to say about it. Amen. And so I'm just going to kind of try to hit the little bit of the surface of that if I could. And, you know, one of the titles here for this conference is a virtuous woman's conference. So real quickly, that word virtuous, amen, even for some of you women in here today, just even that word virtuous, immediately your mind wants to cancel you out. Yeah, I'm going to do like Pastor Shirley. Don't look at me like you all that and you got it together. And come on. Even to hear that word virtuous, you want to cancel yourself out because you think you know yourself better than anybody else. Amen. And yet I have found part of embracing who we are, really are is not about the way we really see ourselves, but it's seeing ourselves through His eyes. And He says, this bride is a virtuous bride. And this woman and this daughter is a virtuous woman, and she's a virtuous daughter, amen, because we are beholding ourselves, amen, as in a glass or a mirror, who we are in reflection to who Jesus is, amen. And you can't do that apart from being outside of His covering. This is my safe place in Him. This is where I can begin to look to Him and see who I really am. And realize that none of this identifies me. None of this qualifies me or disqualifies me. It's as I embrace and I behold Him that I begin to see all I truly am. Amen? So it's having a whole new perception of yourself. Amen? And it's one you're going to be able to grab today. See, I found yet even with this virtuous woman, she's a woman who knows who she is and what the Father's placed on the inside of her. Amen. So real quickly, let me just give you some quick characteristics of this virtuous woman. Now remember, you can't cancel yourself out. As far as heaven's concerned, as far as Daddy God's concerned, this is His view. This is how He sees you. This is what He says are the characteristics of His bride. This is you this morning. Tell yourself, this is me. Come on. Come on now, ladies. You talk to yourself about everything else, you know. You misplaced the cup of coffee. Where did I put that cup of coffee? You know, come. You talk to yourself. This is me, amen? This is how the Father sees me. One of the characteristics is she's one of force. She's a woman of strength, of resources. She's a woman of power and praise and moral excellence. She's upright. She has wealth. She's a woman of valor. She is militant. Come on. She's bad. This, if there's a bad mamma jamma, she's it. Amen? And yet God says, this is how I see you. Amen? In spite of all your flaws, in spite of all the mistakes you've made, in spite of all the efforts you have, and come on, now some of you thought you heard God about some things I have in the past and found out that wasn't God. Let's be real. Amen? And when we found out it wasn't God, we got disappointed, we got angry, huh? And yet God said, you know what, even in all that, you're still a virtuous woman. And I'm still going to speak to you, and I'm still going to impart to you, and I'm still going to strengthen you, and I'm going to still cause you to rise up, and I'm still going to call you and beckon you by name, and I'm still not going to let you stay where you're at, and I'm still going to continue just to pour into you and love you with an everlasting love. When everything else has been jerked out of underneath of you, you're going to know who your solid rock is. You're going to find out what it is to know my beloved and my love and my embrace and my assurity. When everything else is being pulled out of underneath you, you are going to know me. And you will know what it is to truly see me face to face. Come on. Amen. See, I found out, women, that there are so many things in the kingdom of God that the church puts off. When I have a better day, when I'm in a better mood, when things come together better, then I will, then I will, then I will. And yet God is saying, don't miss this moment. Because at this moment, prophetically, he's trying to almost like thrust you into something that's beyond you. It's the real you. Remember? Pastor said, you got to let go. Let it go. I can't sing like she does, but let it go. Come on, you just let it go. Amen. That old stuff doesn't define you. It's what he says. Amen. Remember this woman? She's of great strength, power, and endurance. Whoa. I want to announce to you that you have all those same attributes lying on the inside of you because you are his bride. Amen. All those same attributes are there. He wants to tap into them and pull them out so that you can begin to see yourself the way he sees you. See, I'm a believer that in this room full of women, I'm in a room full of women of great strength. I'm in a room full of women that know what it is to walk in power and endurance. The very thing that you said, oh my God, I don't know if I can walk through that. He's brought you through. Amen. The very thing that tried to take you out and say, life, this is all you've got to look forward to. God says, no, baby girl, come on, look at me, look at me. Keep your eyes on me, because as you do, I'm going to bring you out of that thing. And you're going to see yourself and that you're more to you than what you realize. More to you than what you realize. Amen. See, you've been through some hard stuff, and some of you have felt like you've almost lost your mind, and you should have lost your hope, and you should have lost your joy, and you should have lost your dance and your song, and yet God's caused you to walk in life in such a way that you're here today. So I want to tell you again, give yourself a break. Because women of God, we can be our own worst enemy. And we can beat ourselves up quicker than anybody else. Amen. And we can pick ourselves apart and we can disqualify ourselves. I remember even Pastor Laverne says, you know, we dress up for one another. Hey, I came with three different outfits this morning. I didn't know what to wear. I didn't know what. I asked Pastor Laverne, what are you wearing? She said, oh, something. I thought, well, that's really narrows it down for me. Okay, something. Amen. But, I brought three different outfits. I didn't know what I was going to do. And my husband's like, honey, it's one meeting, one. You get three. And, you know, every outfit's got to have a different pair of shoes. Hello. Okay, so it wasn't just three outfits. It was three outfits, three pairs of shoes, three different kinds of jewelry. Am I talking to anybody that can identify? Okay. You know. And so I said, I don't know what I'm going to wear. I need all three of these outfits. So, but I say that we compare ourselves, amen? So I waited to check out my mama pastor this morning. But what is she wearing? And then I'll go back and I'll choose out of my three outfits what I'm wearing. We do that, don't we? So my question this morning is where is this woman that's ready to give birth to her promises and dreams? Come on now, ladies. Where is this woman who's willing to stand in the gap and pray for the deliverance of her family? Come on, her church, her nation. Where is this woman that's had enough strength and endurance to birth and release what the Father wants here on this earth? There's more to you than what you realize. Come on. There's more to you than what you realize. Is there such a woman who knows that she has complete access to all of heaven? Come on. We sing that song, I Don't Anymore, but we used to sing this song all the time. Let it rain, let it rain. Anybody? Open the windows of heaven. Well, I heard the Lord sing them over me just about 2 weeks ago, and he's saying to me, let me rain, R-E-I-N, R-E-I-G-N. Let me rain. The windows of heaven are open, so let me rain. Let me rain. The windows of heaven are open. Let me rain. Amen. We got to cooperate. He's just saying, let me rain. Let me rain. Let me shower you with my love. Let me show you my good. Let me come in on you like a flood. I really believe that's what you want. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here today. There's something stirring that won't let you stay to yourself. That says there's got to be more to this God than where I'm at. Amen. So let me rain. Hallelujah. Amen. So this woman, she knows how to bring heaven to earth, because didn't the word say, as it is in heaven, so it is on earth. Is there any sickness in heaven? Well, then, Father, no sickness reigns in this earth. Come on, this earth, right here. Huh? Is there defeat and destruction in heaven? No. So no defeat and destruction overtakes this earthen vessel. Come on now. Is there hopelessness and despair in heaven? No. So why have you embraced hopelessness and despair as your portion when he says that's not my purpose? As it is in heaven, Lord, let it be so on this earth. There's joy, peace, goodness forevermore. So let that be what I embrace. Let that be what I take on. As it is in heaven, let it be so on earth. This bride wants to embrace the fullness, Father, of what you have. As it is in heaven, let it be so in this earth. Amen. She's a bride of Christ. She's alive, full strength, full of resources, full of promise, full of power. Amen. This is that virtuous woman. You are the bride of Christ. Wow. Who can find a woman to bring forth this new season? Tell someone next to you, say, watch out, my water's about to break. Come on, some of you have been waddling too long. Huh? I mean, you're miserable. Everybody around you knows you're miserable because you let them know how miserable it is. And when they really don't understand, you let them know you don't understand. It's bad. Come on, your water's about to break. There's some stuff you're going to let go of today. Amen. This is your moment, and this is your new season. God is breaking off the chains. Come on, stuff that has restricted you, mindsets that you've had about yourself that has kept you captive, amen, that's not allowed you to press into the fullness of what God has for you, amen. That stuff's coming off. Your water is about to break. Glory. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know about you, but I went through labor 3 times, too many. And I found out that in that moment of intense labor, I wasn't concerned about how cute I looked, if all my makeup was on, huh? I did not care. I did get it out, huh? Get it out or you die. Yeah. So I'm telling you, your water's breaking. Amen. Let it die. Let some stuff die once and for all. Amen. Let it go and don't return to it no more. Amen. Don't make a memorial out of it. Don't celebrate it. Don't go back to it anymore. Begin to look at the bride in the fullness of who you are and begin to come into that place where you can experience his fullness of joy, his goodness, his love. Amen. Whoa, I tell you, when you do, come on, people aren't going to recognize you. Hello. I'm getting ahead of myself. Amen. All righty. Let me see where I want to go, because I got to bypass so much because of my sister over here. Thank you so much for making it so easy for me. Yeah. So it's a new season. Tell somebody it's a new season. And it's my moment. Amen. I'm convinced that the Father's bride has a very significant purpose in his plans and his design for us. And right now we're in that prophetic moment. Right now. Amen. You see, you can't be denied right now, only not prepared. Come on. You cannot be denied, only not prepared. So can I help you prepare yourself for about 15 minutes? Can you take that? 15 minutes. Well, two people. Give me two people to work with. If I got two, we're going to go there. Amen. Two of us want to go there. Amen. So let me, give me about 15 minutes here and let me help you. Amen. Prepare yourselves for what the Lord is about to do for you. That word prepare means to make ready, equip, to get in advance. Heaven has made an advancement on your account this morning. He has already made an advancement for you this morning. Amen. That you're going to come in and you're going to be able to embrace your new season. The reason why some people, this is probably some of the reason why some people in your life had to go. Come on. Pastor Shirley already said some of us need to deal with our grief and get over it. There are some people that had to leave your life and it was gut-ripping and it hurt. Let them go. Come on. You need to let it go. They left for a reason. Quit beating yourself up. Quit trying to rehearse it and relive it and rethink it and rehearse it and relive it and should I, could I, would I, stuff. Let it go. They left you for a reason. Amen. God was cutting them off of your life. Nothing has happened stance. They didn't walk just to walk. Come on now. There was a reason, a purpose for it. Amen. The reason why you've had to go through some of the things you've had to go to is because God is repositioning you. He's putting some things in order once and for all. You have felt like your life has been just kind of in disarray. It's you don't know which way's up. You don't know which way's down. All I know is I'm here at this moment. And you know what? God says, that's all I need. That's all I need. Huh? He bidded you to come as his bride and you showed up. So you're qualified. Amen? I prophesy to you today that your old cycle is over. Hear that by the Spirit of God. It is over. He is going to sever some stuff once and for all. Will you get to the place that you never forget it? No, but the sting and the pain of it can be lifted off of you forever. That thing does not have to drive your emotions and deplete you of your energy and strip you of joy and strip you of passion. Amen. It does not have to. Amen. That cycle is over. In Jesus' name. Father's birthing something new in you because you are his bride and you are the apple of his eye and he refuses to leave you the way you are. Aren't you glad? Boy, I am. See, you can't get this today with your natural mind. You got to grab it by your spirit. Amen. I decree and declare to you today that it's a new season and it's a new beginning for you today. Tell somebody next to you, say, you're not going to recognize me after this. Come on. You know that girlfriend that hangs with you all the time, huh? Hands you the snot rags, puts on the coffee for you, will listen to you when nobody else wants to, even though she's holding the phone out here because she's already heard you rehearse it about 10 times. Amen. Hey, but she loves you. She's willing to go there with you. Amen. That girlfriend right now saying, oh, glory, thank you, God, it's over. Amen. Aren't you glad God's got a sense of humor? So tell that person next to you again. Say, you're not going to recognize me after this. Amen. You're not going to recognize me after this. Amen. In Isaiah 32... Prophet Isaiah has come with a challenge in this particular chapter. And in verse 9, he says, I've come to challenge a company of daughters to come out of a place of complacency and to arise. Whoa, come up out of a complacency and arise. Come on, you just need to prophetically just stand to your feet. I'm coming up out of complacency and I'm arising. Amen. I don't understand this, God, but I'm going to get it by my spirit. Amen. I don't fully understand who I am in you, but I'm going to grab it today. I don't want to hang on to this stuff, this old junk no more. The old cycle's over. I'm willing to let it go. I am coming up out of my complacency, and I choose to arise. Amen? Come on. That word complacency, it simply means you're not aware of anything else going on around you. You've become so comfortable with your place of grief, with your place of sorrow, with your place of disappointment. You've become so comfortable and so intimate with him that you've not been able to embrace who you are. And then you're frustrated and you're wondering, God, why am I stuck? Hello. Amen. You're in a good place to get unstuck. Amen. Come on now. You're going to get unstuck. Okay, you can be seated. Hallelujah. So you arise to your full being. Amen. Come on, tell yourself, I got to get up out of this. I'm coming up out of this today. Come on, talk to yourself. Don't make me come after you acting like you don't talk to yourself. I'll cast out that lying devil. Talk to yourself. I'm coming up out of this. Amen. The prophet Isaiah, his word was arise. Verse 15, it talks about there's a fruitful field. Amen. So I'm hearing a calling from heaven this morning that says, women, my bride, rise up. Rise up. All of heaven's backing you. Rise up. Rise up. So you must know that everything you need is already in you. Lay your hands on your belly. Come on, I'm going to make you talk to yourself. You talk to yourself about how ugly and how little everything else is. Amen. Say, everything I need is in here. I like it. My husband says it's like Prego spaghetti sauce. Everything you need is in there. Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Everything you need is within you. Everything to fulfill your purposes as his beautiful bride is in you. Amen. Everything you need is in you. Ladies, your world around you doesn't need you to play small any longer. Come on. Your family doesn't need you to play things small. Just coming to church. And yet not being the church. What do I mean by that? Your days, come on, I'm here to announce to you, the old season's over. So your days of just coming and sitting in a seat and occupying your favorite chair and your favorite seat is over. There's more to you than what you realize. God, the God of the universe who predestined your life, who called you out of heaven and said, I got to get her into the earth for purpose, has already predestined your future and where you're going to be with him one day in a glorious awakening with him. He said, but in this meantime, there's a gifting and there's things that I've placed within my bride, and it's not yet appeared who she is, so I've got to wake her up again. You know what a doctor does after that baby's born? Come on. Smacks that baby. I believe God's smacking us today. Come on. Wake up, body of Christ. Wake up, bride. Wake up into who you are. Wake up into your giftings and calling. Wake up into that passion again. Dream that dream again. Dare to trust me again. Go there again. Ask of me again and see if I won't give you your heart's desire. Turn to me one more time. Give that child to me just one more time and watch me snatch them and watch them come into the fullness of who they are. Watch me turn around your household. Watch me move in your finances. Watch me pour out my spirit and my fire upon you. You will not recognize yourself after today, because you're coming into your fullness. You're coming into your full purpose. Come on, amen. There's more to you than what you realize. Whoa, he's passionate for you. Amen. So your days of playing down things is over. Amen. All of heaven needs you to rise up and come into your full being. really doesn't matter what your story is or how bad it was and who did what, and because it's over. Tell yourself it's over. It's done. It happened. It's over. Rise up, virtuous daughter. Rise up. Amen. There's nothing too difficult for the blood of Jesus. You're a carrier of his divine truth. And it's vital for you to get this revelation that you have been sent from heaven to earth and that you are a sent one. You're not just someone's happenstance, as we heard earlier. You're not just here because mama and daddy had an idea and boom, here you are. You are a sent one from all of heaven. You're sent with destiny. You were sent for purpose. You were sent to be world changers. You were sent to cause the atmosphere about you to begin to be subject to who you are and what's on the inside of you instead of it dictating to you. I love it. One time I heard Joyce Myers when she started talking about how God really turned up the notch of discipline in her life and how she likes cookies. Has anybody heard how much Joyce Myers loves cookies? Oh, she loves some cookies. And I'll never forget, she shared... She was at a women's conference, and they had cookies. And she went out there, and she just looked at those, and she bypassed the table and looked at those cookies, just waiting for God to say it was okay for her to have a cookie because he'd been telling her, no cookies, no, get off, you know, get off a lot of the sweet stuff, you know, because she was having to travel so much, and you have to discipline your body and keep your body in shape. And so the whole time she's looking at this cookie, and then finally, out loud, she looks at this tray of cookies in front of everybody and says, you're not going to boss me. I'm going to boss you. I'm not eating no cookie. You're not bossing me. Now that sounds silly, but hey, you got to start with where God's got you. And if it's a cookie, then get victory over the doggone cookie. Amen? Come on, we let stuff boss us. And for her to get over that was she had to talk to it out loud. It didn't matter how stupid it sounded to everybody else. And I mean, if I'd been at the table, I'd been like, something wrong with the cookies? Amen? Rise up. Nothing's too difficult. Glory to God. Amen? So you just didn't happen. God had you in mind. And you're here today because... yes, it's a conference, but you're sent. He sent you here today. Amen. He sent you here, divine. Sent. Sent me here for what? I'm so glad you asked. He sent you here because he wants to recharge you. He wants to repositioning you. He wants to reorder your purpose. Amen. He wants to give clarity to your destiny. Amen. He wants to speak and breathe into those dreams again. Come on. Stuff that has been so shattered and undone. I mean, it's been like Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. And Humpty Dumpty, he had a great fall. And it was such a mess that nobody knew. I mean, where do you even start to put it back together? And not even Humpty Dumpty could put it back together again. But God. God can take shattered stuff and bring it back together and breathe on it. And something beautiful come out of it. Amen. So the hardships that you've been through and the difficulties that you've been through, the devastation that you've had to embrace and you've had to look at it, and it has haunted you. For some of you, it's been months. For some of you, it's been years. And yet again, our bridegroom says it's over. It's over. It's your moment. And it says your new season. And it's your new day. What's your name here, honey? Yes, my floss woman. Oh, God, love her. She's my sister from another mother. She carried floss. I ate jelly beans out there, and it got stuck all in my... I was like, oh, great. I got to talk, and I got jelly beans stuck here. And I mean, you know, is there really a ladylike way of picking jelly beans out of your teeth? No, and this precious woman of God heard God and had floss in her purse. And when I got it out, it was like I pulled out the last string this much. Had just enough. That's all I needed. Glory to God. I'm sorry. I got lost in that. What was your name again? Chastity. Chastity, I just heard God say that truly indeed it is your appointed time. And there is an old cycle that God says, I'm going to begin to solidify it, and I'm settling some issues once and for all. And where your heart has been so devastated and undone, God says, I'm breathing on the heart again. I see God just reaching in and massaging the heart where it's been so broken and undone. You've even cried out to God and you thought, God, it's going to come out this way. And it didn't come out that way. If anything, it got worse. And God says, know that my hand has been upon you all along and none of it took him off guard. For God says, I'm going to begin to reorchestrate some things in your behalf. And I'm reordering your future even for you. For you've even boxed yourself in, says God. And you've said, I'm limited to this, and I can only do this. And God says, daughter, you're going to know what it is to fully know my goodness, and you're going to know what it is to embrace my love, and you're going to know what it is in this particular season and in this moment to experience my favor in such a way that God says, I'm going to even cause a promotion coming to you. I see even a job positioning coming to you that's going to be a fresh and a brand new thing that's going to allow you just to have joy once again, even in the day-to-day responsibility and laboring of things. There is such a ministering thing that God has placed on the inside of you, and you've kind of felt like the outside looking in, and God says, daughter, I'm going to bring you up to the table, and I'm going to begin to cause a celebration for you in your behalf. And this season is going to be a season that's going to bring so much joy and rekindle some embers even within you that you've said, it's so undone, it's so dead, I don't even want to go there again. And God says, I'm going to go there again, and I'm going to blow on it, and I'm going to blow on it, and I'm going to cause a resurrection life to begin to happen for you. I see God doing something really, really powerfully for you as far as even family. I see God moving in the family in a tremendous way, and he's bringing some things together, amen, even in relationship that's going to cause you to take joy. I hear God say, look to him over the next 3 months, and you're going to be astounded at what you see God do in your behalf. For God says, know that I've already gone before you and I've paved the way, and this way is going to be easy for you, and you're going to know what it is to hear me and to walk in my assurance and my love like you never have before, for I've got you and you are mine, and nothing is going to take you out of my hand, says God. Amen. But God, amen, but God, he knows, amen, come on, he knows you better than anybody else. Nobody can pluck you out of the hand of God, come on, hear that, nothing, come on, when God begins to orchestrate something, no hater, amen, come on, no hater can keep you from your destiny. No hater can keep you from being that virtuous woman, that bride that God has predestined you to be. No witch doctor, no hex, no nothing. Come on now, amen. We're talking about the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, amen, ushering and moving in before you, amen. He's got you, amen. It's when you begin to realize who you are and whose you are. I love those W's. Three W's. I got them. I took my notes. Amen. Everything begins to change. Amen. It's when the lights come on, you begin to embrace whose you are and who you are. All of a sudden, you handle life different. Come on now. You handle your problems different. You approach life different. You carry yourself differently. Tell someone, say, don't mess with me. Mm-mm, I've been sent. Come on, tell them, don't. You can't touch this. I've been sent. Come on, amen. Listen. I love this. The Lord gave my husband and I an assignment to the body of Christ, and he said, the church for so long has built the devil up, and then it makes like God's got to, like you're pulling teeth for God to begin to move for you. And yet God says, no. He says, I want you to tear him down and build me up. Amen. And I'm telling you, when you begin to see God in a whole new light like that, amen, you do carry yourself differently. You do have a greater confidence. You begin to carry, you talk different. You look at life differently. You look at, instead of problems, going, oh me, oh God, why me? I mean, all of a sudden something says in you and says, heaven to earth, this will not be, amen. And you begin to speak to it, amen. Boss that cookie. Oh, come on, we like to boss stuff, so boss it. Amen? Quit giving into it. Amen? Boss that cookie. All right, Judges 5:1-11. I want you to open up your Bibles there. Where am I at? Judges 5. How am I on time, Pastor Laverne? Give me a time frame. Judges. Where's Judges? Judges. Okay. We're going to go here. Give me about 15 more minutes, and I'm going to wrap this up. Judges 5, 1 through 11. This is pretty, it seems a little lengthy, but go with me. This is out of the Amplified. It said, then sang Deborah and, I can't say these words, I slaughter them, so forgive me. Barak, son of somebody, on that day saying, for the leaders who took the lead of Israel, for the people who offended themselves. Am I in Judges? That don't sound right. Yeah, it is. Themselves willingly. Bless the Lord. Hear, O kings, and give ear, O princes, and I will sing to the Lord, and I will sing praise to the Lord, the God of Israel. Lord, when you went forth out of Seir, when you marched out of the field of Eden, and the earth trembled, and the heavens also dropped, yes, the clouds dropped water, the mountains quaked at the presence of the Lord. Yes, Syria, whatever, at the presence of the Lord and the God of Israel. You know what? I'm going to bypass some of this. No, I can't. And after the days of somebody's son and somebody else. See, I told you I'd slaughter this. Go to verse 7. And the villages were occupied and the rulers ceased in Israel until you arose. You, Deborah, arose, mother of Israel. Formerly those, they chose new gods. They war, then war was in the gates, was there a shield and a spear seen among 40,000 in Israel. And my heart goes out to the commanders of Israel who offered themselves willingly among the people. Bless the Lord. Tell of it, you who ride on white donkeys, you who sit on the carpets, and you who walk by the way. Far from the noise of the archers and the places of the drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of the Lord, even the righteous acts towards the villagers in Israel. Then the people of the Lord went down to the gates. All right. Why all that? Let me help you here. I believe, again, that I'm in a room of history makers. Amen. I believe I'm in a room full of women that are willing to rock their world, so to speak. Come on. You did it when you were living in the world. So why not rock your world for all of heaven? Amen. Women who that arise and declared that nothing's too difficult for my God. Amen. Come on. I'm going to get you to talk again. Tell the woman next to you. Say, tag, you're it. Tag, you're it. Amen. Tell them. Say, excuse me, but I've got to arise. Amen. I must come into my greatness. Oh, y'all don't. Y'all, I must come into my greatness. Yes, I must come in. Come on, get that attitude like you do when somebody gets you. I'm coming into my greatness. Amen. Come on. You're coming into your greatness. Amen. That's what happened here with Deborah. Deborah was commissioned not just for herself and not just for her family, but for a nation. And when she began to embrace the mandate and the call of God on her life, she truly was able to step into her greatness, her full purpose of why she was born. Come on now. You need to hear that. You are the most effective when you begin to tap into why God birthed you. And once you can tap into that, all heaven is backing you and hell can't stop you. Huh? Because you're packing. Amen? See, I believe one of the things God said to me was, Connie, I've sent you from heaven to earth for September the 20th, 2014, for the Women's Virtuous Conference, because I want to talk about my bride. Amen. And I want the emphasis to be is that she's sent. Just allow that to process a moment. She's sent. See, when you are sent by Almighty God, sent into the family that you have, sent into the job and in the position that you have, sent into the church that God's planted you in, sent. When you're sent, all of heaven's backing you. When you're sent, nothing can take you out. Come on. Pastor Shirley just shared a scripture about how perilous and hard times come. But when you're sent, Shirley, when you're sent, I don't care how much comes up against you, you can't stop because you're sent. You're sent. No matter how much hell you have to endure, you can endure it because you're this virtuous woman. Come on now. Full of strength, endurance, power. You're militant. You know who you are. Amen? When you begin to take on that militant mindset, I'm telling you, you get to a place that you really don't care what other people think. Believe it or not, there is such a place. Hallelujah. And it's so freeing. You've been sent. Amen. I'm here with an assignment to help you arise, women of God, to take authority over anything that has tried to bankrupt your spirit. Come on. Bankrupt relationships. Bankrupt your ministry. Bankrupt your dream. Come on. The depression's over. The grief is over. That old cycle, it's over. Come on, when you're bankrupt, you're depleted. I'm here to announce to you, you're no longer depleted. Amen? Come on. Judges 5:7, it said again that the villages were unoccupied and the rulers ceased in Israel until you arose, Deborah. You arose, mother of Israel, until you arose. Your family was undone until you arose. Come on. Until you came on the scene, everything was crazy and chaotic. And until you arose, all past three generations has went through depression and had nervous. Until you arose and you broke. Come on now. Until you come through families that have been under poverty from one generation to another. Until you arose. Come on. Prosperity and the goodness of God was ushered in and it broke that thing until you arose, oh Deborah. Come on. You're packing, you don't realize who you are. Oh my God, when you realize who you are, I'm telling you, things begin to shift and change. Yes, you talk to it. It doesn't talk to you. Amen. Until you arose. I believe the Father saying, women of God, my bride, give me something to work with this morning. As you purposely and prophetically, whether you understand the fullness of what you're about to do, when you begin to purposely, with great intent, say, God, I'm arising in this moment the best that I know how. You know what? He says, that's all I need, baby girl. Come on. Come on. You're going to experience something this morning that you cannot get off of you. Hear that. Until you arose. Amen. You have to realize that God operates through patterns and times and seasons. And I found that throughout history, women of God that have arised in their timing. And, you know, one of them, I got back and I was reading about Amy's, how do you say? I can't say that word. Yes, mighty woman of God. I started going back and reading about her just in the last couple of weeks, mighty, and how she impacted a time where it was Great Depression, and yet 50,000 people would gather around the building she was preaching and ministering. Couldn't even get in the building, would stand outside the building to hear from this woman. And they said, as far as demeanor and appearance or looks, that she wasn't real attractive. But she knew who she was. That caused her to be attractive. Come on now. You can put all this on, and it's wonderful, and I thank you that you do. Amen. Come on, help a sister out. Amen. But who I am is not defined by my makeup, my hair, my dress. Who I am is defined by what's unpacking on the inside of me and what I allow to be released. Did you catch that? What I allow to release. What I allow to release. What's my sister here in the blue? Right here in the middle. Cassie. Cassie, I just heard God say, as I was looking back over you, I just seen where there was like a dark cloud that has hovered you and it's tried to keep you in a place of isolation. And God said, I'm busting that thing out open for you today. And that thing that has just tried to oppress you and keep you just, it's like I see it just trying to hold you down and cap you down because there's so much greatness on the inside of you that once you break through that, God says you will look at yourself through whole new eyes. Who you are has not even yet begun to appear. You've allowed the opinions of other people around about you and even man to dictate who you are and how far you can go. And God says, I'm stripping that thing off of you, and you're going to begin to see yourself through all whole new eyes because there's greatness on the inside of you, woman of God, and you will be one that's going to be very demonstrative, so to speak, in shifting things round about you. I see cycles within the family beginning to break off once and for all. And God says it's because of the greatness that I've placed on the inside of you. And because you came for such a time as this, God says you will not be disappointed. Amen. You will not be disappointed. So women of greatness. I got to hit one more woman. And this particular woman I know personally. And I hope I don't slaughter the story, but a woman that come into her purpose and into her destiny and into her greatness, her and her husband decide to move to a small town, probably back in the late 60s, I'm guessing, early 70s, came into a small town, birthed a church that was radical, cutting edge, unlike anything else in the community. And if that wasn't enough, God was going to give them a unique family that she would have to go to another country to bring her babies back. And not only would she go to another country, but they would be of another ethnic and come from another place. And God brought them into this place, amen, to birth something that was going to break a cycle, not just for them, but for their family and also for the community. See, there are things that God orchestrates for us, and we think it's just all about us. This great woman is my pastor. Dared to birth something that was different and more unusual than anybody else. Come on. Greatness. Not only affected her family, but families to come, including mine. And my baby girl's here today. Amen. Because they made a way that was easy for us to come into. Dared to be different. Dared to do things unusual. Dared to do things out of the box. Come on now. Dared to birth a ministry when they didn't know if they had anybody backing them or not. Just loved God, knew God called them, and stepped out. And God has met them at that place every single time, time and time again. This great woman of God is a woman that refuses for the women that God brings in her pathway to not fulfill their destiny. This woman helped birth this woman. I would not be who I am today if it had not been for her picking up the baton as my spiritual mama and loved me through the good, the bad, and the ugly. Hello. I know it's hard for y'all to believe that I've ever been ugly, but boy, I was ugly. Yeah, I was. Don't ask my daughter. But love me through the good, the bad, and the ugly. Amen. If it wasn't for that same purpose and that same passion and that same calling and that same greatness, we would not be gathered today in this room. So I want to honor this woman of God that didn't let go of the dream because it's not been easy. that wants to see you come into your greatness, that wants to present things in such a way that you can begin to behold yourself in all the fullness of the way the Father sees you as his bride. Women of greatness, that's who you are. Amen. You're not here by happenstance. Amen. One more woman I want to hit. You've heard about Abigail in the Bible, huh? Do you realize her brains and her beauty saved David's life? Hello. Huh? Her brains and her beauty saved, saved David's life. So it's okay to look pretty. Amen? Pastor Laverne was talking, or Shirley was talking about how old she was. I'm 53. And I got thinking about this, and frankly, I feel hotter at 53 than I did 20. My daughter's saying she did not just go there. Yes, I did. Amen. Part of that's because of my wonderful man. He reassures me all the time. Amen. So Abigail, she was smart. She had brains. Amen. But more importantly, she had the mind of Christ. Amen. See, you can be smart and beautiful. Amen. But just be smart and beautiful and work with God. Amen. So women of God, you've come here today not by invitation only, but by a heavenly invitation for such a time as this. I know for many of you, you've been through a hard, dry time in a season where you felt completely undone. Anybody ever been there? Huh? You prayed and you felt like nothing, you didn't even know if it was even going anywhere. Hello. Amen. Felt all alone and abandoned. But the good news is, aren't you glad there's good news? It's okay because you're carrying greatness on the inside of your spiritual womb. And God is about to cause you to give birth to your full purpose. Some of you barely skimmed the surface of what's been invested on the inside of you. Some of you have run from it. You've been scared of it. What's it going to cost me? You know what I'm going to tell you it's going to cost you? Absolutely nothing. He already paid the full cost. There's nothing you can add to it, and there's nothing you can take away from it. You just give yourself to it. The good news is it's okay. Amen. So you're coming into your full potential. So rise up. Amen. Rise up, daughter. Rise up, bride. Amen. Just stand to your feet just a moment. I'm going to ask you like Pastor Shirley did. I want you to just take a deep breath because it's a new season. Exhale, and it's a new day. Come on. Breathe in a fresh breath of God. And as you exhale, let go of some stuff. Amen. Come on. The demonic assignment against you and your family didn't take you out. It tried to, but it didn't take you out. But it caused you to be greater. It did not take you out, but it's caused you to be greater, greater in strength. Greater in purpose, greater in endurance, greater. So come on, bride. Amen. Lift up your voice. Dare to release and speak that dream again. Think about those things that God has prophesied over your life and you've not seen it. Dare to go there again. Rise up into your greatness because you're coming into the fullness of who you really are for such a time as this.
going to have a time for you to come forward. Sherry, if you and Libby would move this pulpit, just move it back. Move these things out of the way. This is your time, ladies. I'm going to have Pastor Shirley come up over here and Miss Connie to come over here. And I want you just to just form a line up here. And if you want to share with them, that's fine. Or if you just want them to pray for you, whatever you need. But we're going to worship the Lord for just a few minutes and see what God wants to do. Don't go back. Don't go away without leaving what you need to leave right here. You came one way, go home different. Go home loose. Go home free. Amen. Okay. You want to start over here. I just want you to line up. You want to come forward now as we worship God? I want to share this. You can't be with these two up here, and there's just a preaching anointing. But Balak sent word. He wanted Balaam to curse Israel when they were coming out of Egypt because he heard the great things they were doing. And when Balak took Balaam up on the mountain to begin to curse Israel, nothing but blessing came out. Now listen to this. Listen. So he took him up higher and he opened his mouth and blessing came out again. Curse couldn't come out. So he took him up the third time. And what's the moral of the story? You got to look at yourself from who you are. You know, down in that camp of Israelite, there was grumblers. There was complainers. There were people that were unhappy and tired and thirsty. And people said, I don't know where this guy's taking us. What are we going to do? But when you look at things from up here, every curse is broken. Every curse is broken. Why? Because we're looking down. And nothing but blessing can come out. That's going to happen today. Seated with him in heavenly places right now.
Jesus, I will. You've taken me from the miry clay, set my feet upon the rock. Now I know I love you.
I love you.
I need you.
I need you.
Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go.
We praise you, Jesus. We worship and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest and on earth.
His love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves us, oh, how he loves us, oh, how he loves us. Like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am
am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves us so. How he loves us so. How he loves us so.
Thank you. is our God. Sing that again, church. Come on now. How great. How great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God. And all will see how great. How great is our God. He's the name above all names. He's the name above all names.
Sing with me.
And he's worthy to be praised. My heart will sing. How great. How great is our God. Go for it, Ricardo. You ready? How great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. You're the name. Come on, son. Our God, sing with me. How great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. How great is our God, how great. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. There's a wedding coming on. The Son of Man, Christ, is coming back for his bride. She makes ready. Love is building unity, and the Lord back again. Hallelujah. He's coming, church. As we begin to praise him, hallelujah, hallelujah. Kenzie, do one more time. There is power. Start that song, sweetie. Start it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, we're going to end this. We're an army. We're not going to just leave this here, what we've gotten today, church. Girls, ladies, the doors are going to open in a little bit. We're going to go have lunch, but then we're going to go back and we're going to go out to the world. We're going home, and we're an army. And everywhere there's somebody, in the name of Jesus, we're going to break chains. We're going to go up to people, and we're going to pull them off. We're going to be getting our groceries, and somebody to come up, and we're just going to love them.
Break every chain. Break every chain.
There is power. Come on.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Come on, woo! Church, come on.
I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling.
Come on now.
I hear the chains falling. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain.
Tell you what, ladies, you're powerful. You're going to be walking through your house. Things are going bad that day. That song's going to come to your mind. You're going to start breaking chains. And you're going to start saying there's power in the name of Jesus. And you're going to start saying in my spirit, I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. And you may open your eyes and they may still look like it's the same. But you know what? God is in control. Amen, Pat? God's in control. Well, glory to God. You know, you can't end a thing like this. You just got to say, till we meet again. I love y'all. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. I pray that when you leave here today, you're different. You're different. Amen. We're going to go ahead and ask the blessing. The men, Listen, you got to stay and eat. The men have got us a lunch prepared. So you're going to go out, come around, and go in that other door and walk under the arch again. Amen. I tell you what, thank you, Pastor Connie. Thank you, Pastor Shirley. Do you realize that's my kids? Hallelujah. A greater anointing, the desire you have for your children is them to go further than you ever thought you could go. That's what we prepare them for a minute. Isn't that wonderful? Lord, thank you for today. Lord, we're not saying goodbye, but Father, we're just saying that we receive everything that's been given out to us today. We take it in. And Father God, then we're going to go out and we're going to share it. Lord, bless this food. Bless all the men that worked and prepared and got this day ready for us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody said, amen. All right.